Balls are back.
Yeah, they had us the first half, I'm not gonna lie.
Talk to me, Wayne!
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh!
Woo-hoo! I love it, baby!
Them orange britches! Something about them orange britches!
Tennessee wins!
That is by Tennessee, Jawan Jennings!
We just won a basketball game, and we're very happy right now.
Sir, you found a way, okay? All right, now, what I tell you, okay? All right, this decade is going to be the decade of the Vols. You got
it? Yes,
Reddit, did to do, and welcome into More Important Issues. It is Wednesday, September 30th. It's game week. I got really excited saying all that. I know maybe you could tell my voice inflection. Don't forget to unmute your mic there. And because right before I clicked, I was like, oh my God, it's, which I know we got a preview last week, but I guess it just didn't feel the same. I'm like, we get to preview a game.
Yeah, and kind of, we have a game to go off of.
That too. It just feels really good. It feels like things are maybe getting a little back to normal. There will only be 25,000 fans there. I know we're not going to be tailgating like we normally would up at, you know, 7 a.m., there by 8 a.m. So it's certainly not the same. But, hey, we get to talk football. Like you said, we saw a game, so we have a game to go off of. Feels good, man. I like it.
It's also National Podcast Day.
Happy National Podcast Day to you.
You too.
We hope you guys enjoy this podcast. We appreciate you guys that you always tune in, whether it's for the live episode or on Monday or Thursdays, whatever. If you listen on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, on YouTube maybe, we appreciate you guys that listen. I am excited to talk about this Missouri game. Tennessee welcomes a decent Missouri team, but I think it's a team that you should get a win against. So that's always exciting to kind of expect a win, because that's not always a thing in the SEC.
Yeah, it's kind of another one like the South Carolina, like you should beat them. You just got to go do it.
Yeah, it's not going to be an easy thing. It's not going to be a guarantee. It's not guaranteed.
No.
It's not guaranteed.
Yeah, I think they're a little bit better than Vanderbilt, but that's probably it.
Hey, what about Arkansas?
And Arkansas.
Vanderbilt played A&M to fit 5 points.
I think that maybe tells you a little bit about Texas A&M, too.
We'll see. You'll really know this week. They play Bama.
Oh, yeah.
You'll really know this week.
Good luck.
yeah, for sure. We've got some player updates and news. There's some guys that missed last week that should be back this week. Maybe some guys that'll be out this week or at least have missed part of practice. Along with that news, Cade Mays, question mark?
We hope. Fingers crossed.
Who put a question mark on the teleprompter? Yeah, we'll see. You said votes happening tomorrow with the presidents?
It was supposed to be earlier this week, and I guess they said they needed more time, so it's supposed to be tomorrow.
You're really going to learn a lot about the situation.
Yeah, that kind of tells me
things will,
like,
change in the next couple days.
Yeah, let's
sure.
Let's see what the coaches want to do.
Okay, that's fair then. I feel like the coaches will. Okay, we'll talk about that though. We'll talk about Cade Mays and how he could potentially be playing against Missouri this week. We've also got the Missouri preview. Vols welcome in astrophysicist, mathematician. What did we decide he was? Eli Drinkwitz?
Yeah.
He's not a football coach.
A lot of things.
Not a football coach. We'll talk about the Vols and their matchup against this Missouri team. Missouri's tweeting that Tennessee doesn't belong. I think they have a Twitter account dedicated to teams that don't belong in the SEC, and it's just whoever they're. I kind of respect that, since they don't belong in the SEC.
Mm, yeah. They do. Yeah, you can't take the bait. They're throwing it out there. It's like bad publicity is like good publicity. That's kind of what they're doing. They're just like hoping.
I took the bait.
Huh?
I tweeted back. I took the bait.
You took it?
Yeah. I had to.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
I mean, you
was
have our to old respond. That's their whole thing.
It's, and like, it was our old armchair buddies, the Mizzoucast.
Mizzoucast,
yeah. Yeah. However you say it.
Yeah.
So I had to tweet back at them.
Yeah.
I had to.
Yeah, we know them. So you didn't necessarily. You just went along for the ride.
Exactly.
You didn't bite the bait.
Exactly.
Okay.
We've also got some recruiting news. On that topic, because I'll forget, a couple years ago, someone, I think it was at Fox Sports Knox, wrote an article, and it was what every team, SEC team, is compared to, like, rides at Dollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And Missouri's was the Batman ride. And they were like, because it doesn't belong at Dollywood. Mizzou was the Batman ride.
Is there a Batman rod?
No, because it doesn't belong there.
Oh, okay, okay. That, I mean, that makes sense.
Yes, it was a good okay. one. I liked it a lot.
I was about to say, I don't recall a Batman rod anywhere.
There's none. Nope, you're right. Mm. We also got some recruiting news. We'll talk all about that in the college football preview. This is a good week in the SEC. Maybe not. There may not be a lot of great games. There's several good games. It's not like you've got. You're never going to have seven good games.
Right.
But it is what it is.
There's a lot better matchups this week than last week.
Tennessee can kind of see where they're at, I think, this week when with South Carolina playing Florida. So that'll be good for Tennessee to kind of compare.
Yeah.
Assuming everyone kind of plays similarly. Not gonna try.
Similarly.
You got it. We've also got NFL power rankings. Yours had to be shaken up a little bit. Mine kind of stayed the same.
Yeah, it is a little bit. We'll probably have. I'm guessing the first three are probably the same.
Yeah, this will be. We were a little off last week. I think we'll be more aligned this week.
Okay,
so we'll see. Yeah. And then we've got some segments for you. So we'll get into those. Got our Jumbotron and Stupidity is an Epidemic. That one will be easy this week. I'll let you all figure out why. Before we get into the show, though, we are about to start this Missouri preview, this show. And before we do that, though, Landon's going to tell you guys about the people that make this show possible, our great partners.
Yeah, go check out our sponsors, Tennessee Tap House, Hound Dogs, and Blue Water Climate Control. Go check out Blue Water Climate Control. They're giving up. It's fall. The cold air is coming in, so go get your go contact them about your furnaces, get them repaired. If you need a new one, contact them as well. They're giving away some free ones, so be on the lookout for that as well. We'll have some giveaways here later on. You ready to get started?
Let's do it.
Actually, if you do have a question, pop it in the chat. I'm on Facebook, Caleb's on Twitter and YouTube. You got YouTube up?
Working on pulling it up.
Okay.
Dude, this new way they have you in it, it sucks. So
yeah.
We'll see if I can. I guess I need to. Yeah, I've got it.
And tell us where you're listening from. We're big geography fans here, so let us know. We love the bell buckles, you know, places like that that we don't like have no clue where it's at on the map. It could be made up, but we just like to hear some of that. So go do that, and let's get it going.
Let's do it.
So Jeremy Pruitt, his press conference on Monday had some updates with some players. Trey Smith, he also spoke with the media yesterday as well. Trey Smith has a shoulder brace, but Jeremy Pruitt said he's practicing and he's fine.
There you go.
So
a little banged up after the South Carolina game.
Yeah, he's fine. You're good. I mean, he looks bigger with it. So
and I mean, that dude's probably gonna be a little sore.
He
hits people a little hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they deserve it. And then he also had some updates for Darrell Middleton and Sean Schamberger. He says they hope to be back soon, but not sure if they'll be available for Missouri. Then he said yesterday that Sean Schamberger will not be at practice today, and Darrell Middleton will be practicing.
So I guess his wasn't COVID-related. Before the game, it didn't sound COVID-related. After the game, it sounded COVID-related. Sounds like it's not, which is good. That means there's nobody out for contact tracing.
Right, and he did make sure that he said it wasn't a disciplinary issue.
No.
So
it's good.
Maybe a little banged up, maybe. Yeah. And then he said, gave an update on Jalen McCullough. Said he didn't practice up until that game. That's why he didn't start. But we did see him like later on in the game. Like
we
in
did.
The second half.
We originally had heard that someone had tweeted it out that he was going to miss the game.
Mm-hmm.
That he would just, Darrell Middleton, who else was it?
Sean
Schamberger and Jalen McCullough were going to miss. Turns out, yeah, Jalen McCullough magically appeared in the third or fourth quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, so he said him and Warren Burrell just didn't practice. So that's why they didn't start, didn't play a lot until, you know, toward the end of the game.
Gotcha.
But I feel like that whole, like, your roster is kind of like the Forrest Gump quote. Life's like a box of chocolates. You never really know what your roster is going to look like until that Saturday, probably.
Yeah, this year is definitely going to be very interesting to see how teams manage it. You talk about every year you talk about when teams see the cupcake opponents, the lower opponents, that your offense or defense is very vanilla. I feel like you're going to have a lot of quote-unquote vanilla base packages, base formations, because you're not going to be able to just – you're going to have different guys in there week to week. It's going to be very different. Tennessee seemed to stay overall as a team pretty healthy. It seems like you've only had a couple guys here and there miss. So we'll see if they're able to be a little – the Titans may not play this week.
Yeah, like it's already postponed.
It's only a matter of time until it hits an SEC team. So it'll be interesting to see how the coaches manage the roster and then not only find guys to play those positions, but then how they run their offenses and defenses with the guys they have.
Right. Yeah, teams with the most depth are going to be the most successful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I still think it can make those, especially offensively, how much can you really do? It can make it interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've already got a few questions. The one on the vote, I need to look that up. How many are required for the rule change in the president's vote? I'll look that up real quick, and we'll get that. We also got a question about Cade Mays.
I would assume it's majority, right? But there is three options in it.
Are there?
So you can vote yes, you can vote no, or you can vote to not vote at all.
Okay, so we'll get to the Cade Mays thing here in just a second. I will have that, an answer for you there, Robert, in just a second. We've also got the question about Cade Mays. It's from Smithville, Tennessee. You said you liked the one?
Love it.
You know where it's at?
Smithville.
You said you're a geography guy.
Don't know.
I like it.
It could be made up. I don't know.
Smithville sounds right. But yeah, well, any other player updates outside of Cade Mays, and we'll get to Cade Mays in just a second.
And then Jeremy Pruitt mentioned the package with Henry Toto, Jeremy Banks, and Kavaris Crouch. That'd be interesting.
I mean, that's a monster package.
Yeah, is that like? I wonder how like it's going to be utilized. Is it just like a short yardage?
Surely.
Second and short, third and short. So
I love the heavy package, but when you have guys like that, why put in two offensive linemen there?
It's true.
Like, use the guys, because then you have two guys back there that could potentially run the ball. Not just.
I'm thinking like defense.
I thought you were talking. I missed it. Okay, I did hear that.
Okay.
Yes, that's a fantastic package. I mean,
all three of those guys played running back in high school, so that would be cool, too. Let's run the freaking beer and have just three guys back there.
I missed you saying Henry Toto. I was typing in. I heard you say Jeremy Banks and Quavarius Crouch.
Yeah, okay.
That's why I thought you meant offensive package.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, my defensive package.
That would be – and it's an exciting –
I mean, he didn't specify, so I guess it could be offense, too.
I mean, I think it's what the what these coaches have wanted to do since they stepped on campus and what they'll continue to do and how they do it in recruiting. They just want to get the most talent on the field as possible.
Best 11.
So they're going to try. I think they've got to find a way for Banks and Quavarius Crouch to be on the field at the same time.
Yeah.
And they're going to try it. So I like it.
I'm wondering if it's like, but I still think it could be like a short yardage, like a second and short, third and short, maybe a goal line they put those guys in.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much. It'd be so different from what we're usually seeing with, you know, five DBs on the field at the same time every single play.
Right. Right. It's just, I mean, it's definitely the new thing with these pass happy offenses.
Right.
But hey, Pruitt likes linebackers too.
Love to see it, yeah. And I'm sure there'd be a lot of hard hits with all three of those guys in at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh. Full tilt, 20. Full speed.
Those guys do not
full heart, can't lose.
Yeah, those guys do not shy away from it.
Did you get Jeremy Pruitt's joke with Paxton Brooks? Did you see that?
I love it. I think it just proves our point that he listens to the show. We threw a little joke in on Sunday about Paxton Brooks. So I voted him for my offensive player of the week.
One for one. You can't.
You can't beat that.
Perfect.
Perfect game.
Perfect game.
Those don't happen often.
But yeah, I just like his dry, like he is the dry sense of humor. And I guess, like, it was so unexpected that he was just going to drop that with that question, I guess. I think we're finally seeing Jeremy Pruitt kind of, like, you see him kind of be normal sometimes.
Right.
Like, he's not all football all the time. He can throw in a little joke, a little jab. But, yeah, no one got the joke.
But it's over Zoom, right? So, are they muted? So, how would they – that's my question.
Maybe – I wonder if he can see them.
Oh, okay. And they're all just like...
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, I like the Jeremy Pruitt's sense of humor.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Also, like, what if Paxton Brooks actually did that? Does he get work anywhere? If he runs over two or three people and picks up a first down, does he get any looks anywhere else?
I doubt you get looks anywhere, but you do get to add in a new You get to add in a new fake punt, so that's good.
That's true, yeah.
That's the good news.
It's the bricks and run.
Yeah. You don't, I mean, you don't even have to, you don't even have to try to fool the defense. You just have to give them the ball.
Instead of bricks and done, bricks and run.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to do it.
Yep.
DeAndre Johnson named SEC Defensive Lineman of the Week.
Yes, well deserved too.
Yeah, and it's a guy that we weren't even really, we didn't talk about much, but we talked about, like, we don't even know who's going to start opposite of Kevon Bennett. And he was mentioned, and he solidified a starting role.
At least for week two.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And he looked the part. I mean, yeah. he looked like he had taken the next step in his development.
Yeah, and they talked about how Jeremy Pruitt mentioned that he moved back on to, he felt he needed to find a way to take that next step, that he was just kind of, he was always kind of on the cusp of success, excuse me, and then decided to move back onto campus to try to figure that out. So I guess that's a way to not be distracted, maybe, is kind of what that sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it seems like through one game, it's worked out well.
Yeah, I was really surprised and encouraged by our outside linebackers.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Kevon Bennett played as good a game as anybody else. He didn't have the stats DeAndre Johnson did, but, you know, he seemed to be always wreaking havoc in the backfield.
Yeah, he did.
Now, South Carolina, their line is terrible. But, I mean, you should be able to replicate what you did against South Carolina against Missouri.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's kind of all the team. Also, Elijah Simmons, mixture between Fergie and Jesus.
I mean, that man's got pipes.
He does.
Now it's not going to be over. It's not over till the fat lady sings. It's going to be like, it's not over till Elijah Simmons says so.
Exactly.
That's it, dude. I love that. I mean, I've made like 7 edits. Yeah. I love it. So, it's one of my favorite videos of all time. Someone else found a video of him. Sounds like singing gospel.
Yeah, you can't really hear him over the music.
Yeah, it's not a well-produced video like this. Right. The one we found, or, well, mm-hmm. I think David Ubin is who I found it from. So it's great, though, man. We love to see. We joked around that Rick Barnes was putting together a band. Jeremy Pruitt might be, too, because I saw Parker Ball's mom responded to our tweet and said, do I need to tweet out the videos of you?
So Parker Ball got it.
What talents he got.
Yeah, we want to see it.
I mean,
a lot of people wanted to hear Elijah Simmons and East Pons do a collab.
Oh, yes. That would be fantastic.
A little saxophone and
right.
Some pipes. Yeah, that would. I want to see all the talents. And then Admiral could play guitar.
Yeah.
I mean, we could
play. Admiral can sing, too.
We could play a full-on.
Grant could play like 7 different instruments. I don't remember what it was.
I mean, with the music now, like, any song that Cardi B puts out goes number one. So, I mean, surely to God we can get in the top 50.
Rick Barnes is winning championships and
being number one on
winning Grammys
song charts.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right, Cade Mays. Let's get into some Cade Mays. Right now I'm not finding an official number needed.
To change the rule?
To change it. It was voted in 2018 unanimously to prohibit league players from transferring inside the conference unless the player served a full academic year in residence. So the current rule was voted on in 2018, and it was voted unanimously. Man, I don't know if you get a change. 2 years ago, it was voted unanimously.
I'll tell you, you'll get 3 votes, yes. And that's Kentucky with Joey Gatewood, Ole Miss with Otis Reese, Tennessee, Cade Mays. You'll get 3 at
you
least.
Might with Ole Miss, but Kiffin said, I don't think. Oh, sorry. No, I read that wrong. I thought he said that. He said, I don't think there should be a rule. I thought it said, I don't think there should be a rule change. Yes, okay. Ole Miss would vote. Okay.
So, I don't know how many has to vote yes to change it, but you're going to at least have 3.
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now. If I run across it, I'll certainly. I haven't seen an official number, though, that's needed. It looks like, though, the delay was because they had not. The reason I think it may need to be unanimous. Sounds like they didn't vote on Monday because they were still waiting to see if they had the votes for it.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not very optimistic about it.
Whether it's majority or unanimously, I'm with you. I'm not optimistic.
Yeah, because I don't think coaches and ADs are going to be like, yeah, let's let teams get another player available.
Right.
So I think the conference as a whole just should have went, we're changing it. And I don't think anybody would have said anything.
Nah.
It just doesn't make sense to me. You'd rather guys transfer outside of your conference?
The thing is, though, and I agree with Sankey on this, and I think you have to give him credit, he can't change that rule. Like, he can't. It has to be the SEC president. Because that's how rules are voted on. If he tries to change the rule and everyone goes with it, it sets a terrible precedent. That can't be made.
Yeah.
It's got to be voted on. I mean, I'm glad that they're trying to vote on it this week instead of just saying, well, we'll wait till the end of the season and then we'll try to vote on it. They're trying to get it to where players can play this week. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I just don't get it like this year. Like, if it was any other year, then yeah, like, I don't know if we'd have, but with this year when it doesn't count anyway, what's...
That being part of it makes it really dumb, I think.
Yeah.
I think, like you said, feel like you should just make them eligible. When you're talking about your team's rosters can be really, really different week to week, why not make an extra player eligible?
Yeah.
I don't get that. Yeah, I don't understand.
My thing is, like, the conference, like, you would rather a player be in your conference and transfer to like Ohio State then stay in your conference? That doesn't make any sense. And then for the SEC presidents, you're okay that Cade Mays will never take another snap in college? You're okay with that? You can go to sleep at night voting you
they
voted can. No.
They don't care.
It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You're okay to end a kid's college career.
Yeah, they're definitely okay with that. Definitely okay with that.
What do you think Georgia does?
Georgia's going to vote no, but it'll come back. I mean, it'll eventually come back to bite them.
Yeah, do you think they, like, that's going to be used against them in recruiting? It's got to be.
Yeah,
I would.
Yes, it will be, but it also, I mean, they're going to get a transfer from Florida or from Alabama or from they're going to get a transfer in the next 3 years from another SEC school that they'll want to play immediately but can't. So this rule is going to affect everyone at some point. They need to decide how they really want it to affect them. If you let one guy decide how you make this decision, that's stupid. Like Tennessee. If Tennessee doesn't want a player to transfer from Tennessee to Georgia or to Kentucky, wherever, and play next year, then they need to vote no.
Yeah.
Like, they have to decide how they want it to impact them. If you make it based on one player, that's stupid.
I agree.
So decide how it needs – decide how you want the rule to be forward. Make it a one-time – I don't know. So –
You would think Georgia would vote yes just because they're tired of being burnt by transfers.
Right.
Justin Fields, Jamie Newman.
So you said, what were the three options for those? So they'll vote tomorrow.
So it's yes in favor of the allowing transfers within the conference. No, or don't vote.
Okay, so that makes me think it's not unanimous then. So that makes me think it's... Majority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, someone said Chandler Keaton said lots of these rules need to change. There are more than enough restrictions on the players already. These rules are not about academics, but ways to placate coaches. Yeah, I think so too. They need to make a one-time transfer.
Yep. I mean, you're basically voting like, is it about the players or is it about you're worried about somebody getting a competitive advantage?
Right. Right.
And what you vote is going to be brought up in recruiting. So either you can use it to your advantage, hey, we voted this way, or somebody else is going to use it against you, hey, they voted no for this.
Right. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm not extremely confident the rule changes. I like that three teams are definitely going to vote yes. And then this may be, like you said, this may be something that some schools sit out on.
Yeah, they're just indifferent about it.
Yeah, so it makes me a little more optimistic. Chandler also asked, I don't know much about Mays talent-wise. So you're looking at it, Tennessee as an offensive line that's probably already one of the best in the conference, which probably makes him one of the best in the country already. Add Mays to that, and they just get better.
Right.
You kind of shore up a guard position that's maybe been who's the first guy to step up. If Mays is eligible, he's the guy, period.
Yeah, or you could use him at tackle. I mean, he's played both places in his college career.
But I don't think you'll need to use him at tackle, unless health reasons.
Right, yeah. So, but he's a guy you could use all over the offensive line that Tennessee would love to have available.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We've also got someone from DeKalb County. Oh, sorry, no, Chandler. It's DeKalb County, the Smithfield, Tennessee. So just south of Nashville.
So is it DeKalb or DeKalb?
No clue.
I think it's DeKalb.
Okay. There's an L in it.
Yeah, I think the L is silent.
Just I like, hate silent. Like the K in Knoxville.
Yeah, stupid Knoxville.
All right, let's go to Missouri preview.
All right, let's Tennessee
is sad about the Cade Mays thing. Because I don't know, maybe it's a Vol fan in me. I'm not optimistic. I'm not optimistic at all.
The good thing is we're undefeated. We're one of 29 teams that are undefeated, that have played a game.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I guess. If
build on what you can build on.
Fair. And we've got a 7-game win streak. The most of any Power 5 team.
Yeah.
FAU has more right now.
And Notre Dame.
And Notre Dame and Air Force. Air Force has 7 exactly.
Okay.
FAU has 7 or 8, and Notre Dame has 8.
Yeah. And yeah, we're not counting Notre Dame because they just refuse to join a conference, and the ACC just keeps letting them drag them around. So.
Yeah. What do you think about Mississippi State? Let's get into Missouri preview. We'll make fun of Mississippi State later.
Okay.
yeah, go ahead.
I think Missouri, my first key to the game last week was dominate the line of scrimmage. And I think you got to do it against Missouri, too. I don't think they're very good up front. It kind of showed against Alabama. I know it is Alabama, but our offensive line is very similar to Alabama's.
Mm-hmm.
Talent-wise. And they just didn't get any pressure until probably the third quarter when Bryce Young was in, the freshman quarterback, and their backups.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little – because I hadn't watched the game yet. And I was like, oh, man, that kind of scares me. Mississippi State's offense – or Mississippi State, I just saw someone about it. Missouri offense might be a little bit better than I originally thought. And then you're like, oh, they scored most of their points in the fourth quarter. I was like, oh, okay, well, right. Feel better about that now.
Yep.
So that's good.
Yeah, so I think we should dominate them up front. You know, on both sides of the ball. I mentioned our edge rushers. We got to the quarterback against South Carolina. I think Missouri lost 2 or 3 offensive linemen last year.
Right, and then they've got a quarterback who is transferred from TCU,
mm-hmm.
and he's not very impressive.
What's his name?
Sean Robinson is their starting quarterback. They also played – don't have the stats pulled up right now. I mean, their backup got several snaps against Alabama. I think he was like
– Connor
– 7 of 14.
Bazelak.
He was 7 of 14 for 68 yards, so he got plenty of snaps too.
Yeah, and I think Drinkwitz said that he's okay with playing two quarterbacks.
I'm okay with you playing two quarterbacks as well, Drinkwitz.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Roll them out there.
Whatever makes you feel better. And then I think this game, and you could probably say this for every game, Jerry Garantano. Like, that's it's on his shoulders. Like, pretty much the whole season is. He threw for over 400 yards against his team last year. 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, was National Player of the Week. I don't think they're much improved in the secondary. They are starting a true freshman, Rakestraw. And I just think Alabama, they were very overmatched by Alabama. And I think if you utilize some of our speed, I think we dominate them through there.
Yeah, you utilize speed. I think this week it's going to be – because I think the Missouri has more talent on offense. Now, can they get the ball in the hands of that talent?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily convinced by that. Whereas South Carolina was able to get the ball to Shott Smith. They're pretty much only talent, only speed, only threat. I don't know if Missouri can do that. They don't seem to be able to, but they've got Tyler Beatty and Larry Roundtree, who I think can be really, really effective players. But I'm not convinced. Drinkwitz has done nothing as a coach. He lucked into a good App State job.
Yeah.
He was there for 1 year. Sure, he had a good year, but that wasn't his team by any means. He's at Missouri, who doesn't have a good roster. What's he going to do with that?
I don't know. Like you said, Larry Roundtree and Tyler Beatty are definitely the guys they want to get the ball.
And then Jalen Knox, too.
Maybe. And then
he had a good – he's a junior this year. He had a good freshman year.
Damon Hazleton is the wide receiver transfer from Virginia Tech, who I think in 2018 was all ACC.
Yeah, they did target him several times, but he only had 35 yards. So,
but I don't think they gave it to Beatty enough. I mean, he's kind of their do-it-all back, like Eric Gray is, can be utilized in punt returns, in the passing game, can give it to Wants to get on the outside and run. He's kind of their scat back or all-purpose back.
Right.
And Roundtree's more of their traditional, like, between the tackles guy.
Well, a lot of Missouri offense that I watched, it was like they were just moving their athletes around trying to get the defense to move. They weren't moving around and giving them the ball. They were just trying to, what looked like, spread the field, get guys into space, but they weren't doing a good job of getting it to the guys that were moving. It seemed like they were just wasting guys in motion.
Yeah.
Just get out there to create space, and then we're not moving you to try to find you. We're not moving you to get you open. Maybe that was just, maybe Alabama took advantage. Maybe they did a good job defensively. I don't know. We'll see this week. We'll
find out. Yeah, I mean, if Missouri's going to try anything, learning from the South Carolina game, they're going to go to the
attack middle. Attack the middle. But how much help does our defensive line do a better job this week? Are we able to balance more in pass rush and pass defense? Because I think that was a lot of what it was. And then if you kept up with kind of what Power T Tape talked about this week, they did a good job in play action that made our linebackers bite a lot. Mm-hmm. Are we able to do better in play action? That may be something they improve on. I don't know. We'll see if that's effective. The pass defense over the middle especially has got to get fixed.
Yeah, I think that's where they can utilize maybe Tyler Beatty out of the backfield, or maybe even put him in the slot. I think that's probably the matchup to watch is they need to get the ball more to Tyler Beatty, because I think they only gave it to him five times.
Five touches? Okay.
Five touches on offense. I think he returned some kicks as well. But against our linebackers, Kavaris Crouch, Jeremy Banks, they didn't do very great in coverage. And Slaughter got picked on a little bit as well. So that's going to be the most interesting matchup for me, is to just to watch and see kind of where that goes. Who's more improved? Do they actually get it to Tyler Beatty this week, or are we able to kind of fix what happened last week and
defend better over the middle?
Right.
Yeah, I think that's definitely will be something to watch. Missing, if you miss Sean Schamberger, that'll definitely kind of open the door for Tyler Beatty probably to have a better game than if Sean Schamberger was there. So hopefully he's able to return to practice this week, and so that adds a lot to this
defense. I don't think he practiced today, so I don't.
Probably out.
He's probably out. So you probably have Danico Slaughter there again.
Which he didn't play bad, but he's a freshman. He's gonna make mistakes.
Yeah,
that's true. I guess what you kind of hope, best case scenario, he does what he does against South Carolina and maybe gets pressure to the quarterback. Defending a guy like Tyler Beatty as a freshman, probably gonna be a really difficult task.
Yep.
Maybe you can do a better job pre-snap, better leverage. Seemed like maybe wasn't lined up correctly a few times. I don't know if that's 100% accurate just from my observation, but we'll see. It'll definitely, I don't know.
The good thing about a true freshman is, like, the more they play, the more they're going to get better.
Fair. Yeah. Hopefully. That's the plan.
Yeah, hopefully. But, like, Danico Slaughter was a three-star guy that they recruited late. I think he was committed to Arizona State, and then he was just kind of a late addition to that class, and then he started game one. That's wild. Yeah.
He's got a badass last name, so
true.
That's enough to sign. Like, that's enough to get me on board for him.
Yeah, it's kind of like the dread thing. It just makes you better at football.
Exactly. Having a great 100%.
Name. Yeah,
and cowboy collars.
True.
Are you anything else you kind of want to mention for Missouri offensively?
Not really offensively. I guess we can get to their defense a little bit before I kind of mention anything else.
Okay, let's flip over their defense. This is a solid defense. I need to look up. They Drinkwitz did keep the same defensive coordinator from 2019, and he's been at Missouri, I think, for 6 years now. So you do have some consistency there, and then they do return quite a bit. They did have a linebacker, Aubrey Miller, opt out. I think he had two tackles last year and didn't register. I don't know if he was dressed for the Alabama game. Or he didn't do anything in the Alabama game, whether he was there or not.
Gotcha.
And then officially opted out for the season. But I mean, their defense is pretty. They didn't get a lot of pressure against Alabama. They did have two sacks. They did have nine tackles for a loss. I don't know what period those came in.
Yeah, when that came.
Right, but they did have nine tackles for a loss. So do with that what you will. I mean,
news. Cade Mays is eligible.
Okay, I was about to say, I think I just got that update. Cade Mays is eligible. Nice. So they voted tonight.
I guess they did vote tonight.
Okay, well, that's kind of cool that this happened while we were... This didn't happen since we're a evening show. We don't get to do this often. We don't get a lot of breaking news on this. Breaking news. I trying to think of something creative to say for it, but Cade Mays is eligible. That's exciting.
It's huge.
Huge. He's been practicing the whole time, expected to play. That'll be easy to plug in. Man, that's awesome. Okay. That offensive line, like I said 15 minutes ago, just got a lot better.
That's awesome. I'm pumped.
Blood's
going a little bit. Punch me in the face.
What do you think my heart rate's at right now? It's high just sitting here because I'm
fat. I'm starting to sweat.
Lost track. Okay, Missouri defense. Cade Mays just got eligible. That was exciting. I was trying to pull up the article, but it won't pull up right now for me. But yes, their defense isn't – I think it's a lot like South Carolina. Their strength's going to be in their defense. You talked about kind of putting this on the back of JG. There were a lot of people seem to be disappointed with the play calling on Monday. I thought the play calling was really good. I can think of four third down plays that you should complete if you just get the ball in your wide receiver's hands. The strong suit of South Carolina is their defense. Strong suit of Missouri is going to be their defense. Can you capitalize? We can't go 1-for-11 on third downs again against Missouri.
No, that's something that's got to fix. I mean, going back to JG, you got to hit open receivers. I mean, you didn't make any throws, and I think a lot of people mentioned this to us. You didn't make any throws that after the throw, everybody was like, what are you throwing at?
His decision-making was a lot better.
That was much improved. Got to fix the little things. Got to hit open receivers. Got to sustain drives. Because you probably put them away early in the fourth quarter if you hit some of those open receivers. Now, there were some drops. It wasn't all his fault. But four or five of those were like balls that should have been completed.
Yes.
And then the Brandon Johnson, like, that's your sole conversion on third down, and it was on ESPN. So
it was, listen, in terms of throws, it was probably the best throw you could make in that situation. You put it where South Carolina defender could not make a play on it, and then Brandon Johnson made the play. Made a phenomenal play. Brandon Johnson's good. Did we forget about him? I feel like we didn't talk about him enough this offseason. Did we forget about him?
I mean, we just heard so much about those freshman receivers that...
A little easy to forget about him?
Yeah.
Easy to get lost in the mix? Hey, I'm just glad he's here. I'm just glad he's back, if you will, because he is a fifth-year senior, right?
Yeah.
So I'm glad. I'm just glad he's back.
It says a lot about the kid to sit out a year, take a red shirt, and come back for his senior year when you don't, like, even played a ton since. So, like, nothing was just going to be given to you.
Right.
So, yeah, that was huge, and he had a good game. I think he was the highest graded player on offense.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, how many catches did he end up with?
I think 3 for 70 yards, okay. Something like that.
Gotcha. It is worth mentioning that the last time JG saw Missouri, he did throw for 415 yards to four different receivers. Four different receivers had 100 yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, can you replicate that? I hope so. We'll see. It'll be, just go take care of business this game, because if you can get off to a 2-0 start against the teams that you were supposed to beat, that gives you such a better position for the rest of the season. It puts you in such a better position.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be nice to put them away a little earlier than...
Wouldn't it be nice to be like Alabama and just be up so much through three quarters that you can just coast to victory?
You can put your five-star freshman quarterback
in. Have we
in?
Ever done that against an SEC opponent? Just coast?
Freaking! All right, there we go.
Back.
We're back.
One thing I have read about Missouri is they do seem to have energy. They play hard. They seem to be energized by whatever Drinkwitz is doing. I read like four or five different articles about them, and that was pretty common on all of those. That they do play hard for four quarters.
Well, they played hard for four quarters.
Right.
Because he's been a coach for four quarters.
Right.
And then he's been a head coach for one season.
Mm-hmm. I mean that probably comes with
their
just...
only goal is to win the Sun Belt this year.
Exactly. So. Yeah. So I think you kind of nip that in the bud quick. You got to start fast. Because a team like that is probably dangerous if you just let them hang around.
Yeah, and our offensive play calling on the first drive, I'm not willing to blame it entirely on Chaney, but I'd like to see a script a little bit better right out the gate.
Just like a better script out of the gate?
A better first drive, whatever it takes.
Yeah, I think a lot of that is just you got to be more efficient on third down.
That would certainly help. Yeah. That would I mean, that's not going to hurt your first drive aspirations there. So, yeah, it's definitely not going to hurt. We've got – talking about the streak a little bit over here on YouTube, and they said it doesn't really matter. All that matters is progress. I mean, yeah, the only reason we get to hold that streak is because Mississippi State did beat LSU. So,
yeah,
who had the longest streak. So, yeah, I mean – but – it's fun to talk about. Why not talk about it? We know. I mean, 6 of the 7 games came last season. So,
you got to take your wins.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're gonna take those and get our 8th one and tie with Notre Dame, unless I don't remember who they play this week.
Dude, I'm just so pumped up that Cade Mays is eligible.
That's super exciting.
Because, I mean...
Dylan Taylor just said in the chat, Cade has been freed. He has, finally.
We really thought that Cade Mays was not going to play.
10 minutes ago, I was like, there's no... like, it's just not going to happen. There's no way.
And Cade Mays is... we thought he was never going to play a snap at Tennessee.
It shows how much I know.
Yeah.
It shows how much I know that...
I don't think anybody was really optimistic about it.
That makes me feel better if that's the case.
Yeah.
I hadn't really talked to many people about it, but that makes me feel better if a lot of people were kind of in the same boat as me in terms of who knows.
We just didn't have faith in the SEC.
Correct.
Correct. Or in faith that a process would go in favor of Tennessee.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Dude, are there just a ton of ACC games not happening this week? Okay. I guess there's more than I thought. I couldn't find any. But Notre Dame's not playing again this week. They didn't play last week. So is it yes, they tested positive. I couldn't remember. They did have a bunch of guys test positive.
Okay.
So they're shut down due to contact tracing.
So let's
they get to hang on to that streak, I guess.
Stupid. Losers. let's get to the matchup. So let's go quarterback versus quarterback first. Garantano, Sean Robinson. Who you got?
No. I don't know. Push.
Push? You think push? Sean Robinson? I mean, what's he proven?
Garantano
proven. I mean, he was National Player of the Week against Missouri last year.
Jesus Christ.
Robinson ever been National Player of the Week?
I guess you
hell
give,
no.
I guess you give him the edge because of what he did to this. It's what he did to the Missouri team. Sure, give Garantano the edge. Because it's not like he did it to Missouri and you're going, well, look at what he did to Missouri. Let's compare it to South Carolina. He did do it to the Missouri defense, so I'll give you that.
And he found a way to win.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I'll give Garantano the edge.
Okay. Our running backs versus their linebackers.
That one's. I think I'm going to go their linebackers, but I'm also going to go our offensive line versus their defensive line.
Okay.
So yeah. Kind of like a push, pretty much.
Yeah, I think a push for me. They have Nick Bolton, but we have some dynamic playmakers in Ty Chandler and Eric Gray. I don't know what their other linebackers really look like, but I know
Nick. Is Kobe Whiteside a linebacker, or is he a defensive back?
I don't know. The one who had 3.5 tackles for loss is a safety.
Yeah, he's
Martez Manuel.
Is Whiteside gone? No, he's still here. Kobe Whiteside, I can't remember where what position. He is a defensive lineman. Okay. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what they – Nick Bolton is a first-round draft pick, so
– right.
He saw it – I think he had a tackles for loss, and he had a fumble recovery with 8 tackles. So, yeah, I'll probably go – probably push. I'm going to go push. Our wide receivers versus their DBs.
I think I've just got to go their defensive backs just because they have more that they've probably proven to this point.
I actually went our wide receivers. I just think with...
I'd like to think the talent is better.
Yeah.
At Tennessee's wide... I just don't know if... We'll see. I think they have a little bit more proven.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I think they returned pretty much I think Tyree Gillespie was their interception leader last year. Maybe. So okay. I think they return a little bit there.
Okay.
But we'll see. I would like to think the talent's there. I'm more just going probably Missouri with that they're proven. More proven than Palmer. More proven than Brandon Johnson.
I just know last year we had three wide receivers go over 100 yards.
Correct. And I'd like to see it again, but you know, two of those guys are
gone.
And they were your two leaders and best players. So.
Right. Our O-line versus their D-line, got to be our O-line.
Yeah, definitely go our O-line.
Especially now with Cade.
Definitely go our O-line. Yeah.
And then our D-line versus their O-line.
I mean, they're not that our D-line's great, but their offensive line is not very good. And they not only were they not very good last year, they also graduated two or three guys.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So you are?
Yeah.
I think I go our D-line. We have the reigning SEC defensive lineman of the week, so.
That too. It gives you a little extra boost, huh?
Yeah, so I went with our D-line as well. Our linebackers versus their running backs.
Man, I think their running backs, just because Tyler Beatty is pretty dynamic in terms of being also a pass threat, but he's a pretty good run threat too. You have Roundtree, who's a four-year guy that's been good pretty much all 4 years. And not that the Tennessee linebackers aren't good, but outside of Henry To'oTo'o, who do you really know that's going to show up on Saturday night?
Right.
So
yeah, I went with their running backs as well. That's just where their playmakers are on offense.
Yeah.
And we kind of struggled in coverage with Jeremy Banks and Crouch last week, so I went with their running backs. Our DBs versus their wide receivers.
Tennessee's DBs.
Yeah, I go with that.
I'd like to see Bryce Thompson back at corner, but
yeah. They're just proven. They just return a ton there, and I don't think with their quarterback situation, it's really going to help their wide receivers out a bunch.
No. Nope. Agreed.
You got anything else for Missouri?
Not really. Just go out and win, man. Tennessee needs to get off to a 2-0 start.
You want to give a score prediction?
I'll go 34-13.
Okay. I'm going to go.
No. Well, no, Tennessee's going to play their ones probably all game. So, yeah, 34-13. I was going to say, though, they won't score more on Alabama than Tennessee, but Alabama rotated some younger guys in than Tennessee probably will.
I'm going to go 38-24.
So, you like them scoring a couple points.
Yeah, I think JG should be improved. He's back in Knoxville.
Not throwing off his back foot.
Hopefully not.
It is a home game.
I think you'll see some of the freshman wide receivers. You didn't see them on the road for their first game, but they did kind of get their feet wet a little bit. So hopefully we'll see more of them this week.
Maybe. I'd like to. You got a lot of speed there. We both have Tennessee covering, so that's important.
Good team. Great teams cover.
Great team. Good teams win. Great teams cover.
So tell me a guy you want to see maybe more of this week.
I'd like to see more of Eric Gray.
Okay.
I don't think he used him enough in both games. His only reception was the flea flicker, busted flea flicker. I'd like to see our running backs as a whole used more. I think we waited too long to go to him, but especially Eric Gray. I think he's very dynamic in terms of being a threat in both the pass and run game. Use him more in the pass game, and then we just got to find a way to get our running backs the ball, or Gray the ball more.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that one. I'm going to go I want to see more of Tyler Barron.
Yeah, I think he's probably –
the little he played, he produced.
He's probably earned a little bit more, a few more snaps.
Yep, and definitely want to see those freshman receivers. Want to see Jalen Hyatt. He only had one target against South Carolina, and it was behind him.
Bad throw, yeah.
So, yeah, I want to see kind of more of those guys as well.
Absolutely.
What we got next? Recruiting news?
Recruiting news. What you got for me? It doesn't matter. Cade Mays is eligible.
Yeah, I'm still pumped about that.
If you hadn't heard, Cade Mays is eligible.
Cade Mays is eligible, baby. I want to see, like, who voted or how it was voted or what actually happened.
Right. Yeah.
Apparently, Jeremy Pruitt said that in the press conference.
He said what now?
That he was eligible.
Okay.
Like, he's the one that kind of broke
the news. Nice. It must have, like, just happened, too, though, because I saw a Kentucky person tweet about Gatewood being eligible. So
that's kind of interesting to me. Does Gatewood
Hey, dude, Terry Wilson was just off the other day, according to.
So do you think Terry Wilson starts?
I mean, I get they really play, but. So they play. Yeah, they play. Ole Miss. They're gonna beat Ole Miss. Is everybody as hype about? I mean, no, because LSU was a defending champion. I get that, but
Mike Leach is gonna go 2-0. They play Arkansas.
Mike Leach is gonna be 3-0, right?
Who they play next?
Arkansas and Kentucky.
Oh, and then they play A&M.
And they play Alabama or A&M?
A&M and then Alabama.
They might be 4-0.
They might.
Shoot. Oh, that's incredible. Mike Leach, 4-0, man.
I'm hoping, like, it doesn't work out because I've talked a lot of crap about how I don't think Mike
Leach
can be.
It's not going to work out. It's not going to work out. He's going to beat some teams. He's going to beat some teams, but he's not going to win. The man hasn't played for a conference championship as a coach.
And I think he's won 11 games twice.
And
he was second in the division each time.
Sure, let me hear your argument that he was in Lubbock and that he was in, where's Washington
Pullman?
State? Pullman.
Cool.
He's at freaking Mississippi State. It's not like he's at Alabama. It's not like he's in Florida. It's not like he's recruiting to Miami.
But he beat LSU.
He's in Starkville, Mississippi.
He beat LSU.
If you think the LSU transformation from 19 to 20 was good, wait till you find out how bad the transformation is from 19 to 20. That team is not anywhere close to the same team.
No. No, not even.
They might be farther from the 19 team than 18 was.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, they might figure it out over time, but, like, everybody's new. Like, there's a handful that actually, like, participated in that national championship game, a handful.
Yeah. The only wide receiver they truly returned from that team opted out.
Terrence Marshall.
Okay.
Yeah, like he's one of them. Derek Stingley's one of them. And that's probably it. That's the only ones I know of. The rest of them opted out. Yeah, like you said.
Oh.
It's wild.
Okay, yeah. This LSU team will definitely be worse than the 18 team. They went 10-3.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
This team will be close to the 17 LSU team.
Yeah, they might go 5-5.
That, yeah, this is a bad LSU team, comparatively speaking. Yeah, sorry, went off on a tangent there. You got anything for recruiting, though? And then we can get into some of the college.
I do. So, five-star offensive tackle Amarius Mims will visit Tennessee this weekend. Visited Georgia last weekend. He's set to make his decision on October 14th. I think that's his birthday. It looks like it's between us and Georgia.
Right.
He's been on campus a number of times to both of those places. And the way Georgia's offensive line looked on Saturday, ugh, gross. And he gets to see Cade. Hopefully. I don't know. Maybe he does. I don't know.
I try not to look too much into Twitter, but man, I don't know. Maybe he's been tweeting at a bunch of other teams too, but he's been tweeting at a lot of Tennessee football players.
Yeah. And then a 4-star running back, Jordan James. He's a 2022 prospect. Names his top four. He named Alabama, Georgia, Florida State, and Tennessee. He's out of Oakland High School in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Was at Brentwood Academy. I think he transferred to Oakland this season. A big-time back that they would love to have. Tennessee made top four. You gotta make top four before you can make number one.
Yep. Getting a lot of Cadis Freed finally. Everyone's pumped about it. Everyone's pumped.
Did you tweet it out that Cade's eligible?
Did I tweet it out?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I didn't know what you're
doing right now. We also got Sven, I believe is how you pronounce it, from Germany. He said Tennessee should win by 2 TDs against Missouri. I would agree. 2 scores. They're 10.5-point favorite, I think. I would agree with that. I think they should win by 2 scores, 2 TDs. It's fine. It's a good spot. Yeah. Missouri's not a good team. You're right. Till Tennessee consistently beats bad teams, I'm not going to buy into a victory completely.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No game in the SEC is for sure. We do have a question. David Ogle said, how many games does JG deserve before getting pulled? I mean, it's going to take a lot worse than Saturday for him to get pulled.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I'm not calling for his job because everyone's going to go, you can't criticize him because he won a game. I can still criticize him, but I'm not going to call for his job when he wins.
No. No, absolutely not. Yeah, you're going to have to lose to Arkansas maybe before you
see somebody else. Let's not start speaking stuff into existence, okay? Let's not do that.
We're starting that. Talk about college football. You want to get into some college football?
Let's do it. I
still want to talk about Cade Mays. We can.
Yeah, let's just every chance we get, let's talk about Cade
Mays. Cade it up.
We'll start with some SEC games this week. We talked about the South Carolina traveling to Florida. Tennessee kind of gets to see where they might, you know, where they're at. It's a, you know, you get to see a team that you played last week play. Florida looked good, especially their offense. Their offense looked really good. So I think it's going to be interesting to kind of see what they do to South Carolina. I don't think they might kill South Carolina. Because I think Florida might be pretty good this year. I don't know, just a hunch. But it'll be interesting to kind of compare Tennessee.
I'll tell you what, they're going to target the tight end a lot more than we did.
Correct.
And Kyle Pitts is good.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Real good.
And then we'll stay in the SEC. Number 13, A&M goes to number 2, Bama. Whew, A&M looked bad in week 1. Bad. We'll see. But they looked bad.
I hope playing Vanderbilt close is well behind us. Fingers crossed.
We'll see. I feel like, to be fair, in Vanderbilt's favor, aren't they always going to get up for that Tennessee game because they view it as a game they can win and it's a rivalry game?
Well, apparently they got up for the Texas A&M game, too. who else we got?
We've got Ole Miss at Kentucky. Man, I'm taking Ole Miss in that one.
They put up some offense against Florida. Is Florida's defense bad, or you think it's just like not knowing against Ole Miss?
I think Florida's defense is not as good as the previous 2 years, but I think Ole Miss is also going to have a good offense under Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, that's true. 600 yards. Woo.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a lot.
Then I've got number 7, Auburn at number 4, Georgia. That'll be a good game. That'll be a really good matchup in the SEC. I believe that's the 3:30 game.
Yeah, I'm interested to see.
On CBS.
Is JT Daniels a starter?
No, Alabama and A&M are the CBS game.
Yeah, this is a 7:30 game.
Okay, that's good. JT Daniels, you got to start JT Daniels after last week, right?
You would think. I don't know.
Bo Nix, that's all that matters.
Georgia does some stuff, just questions. So.
Are they going to be wearing those dog collars? Oh, dude, their white uniforms look good.
They do look good.
Why do they not just keep it simple with the black ones, too?
How many times, like, when are people going to listen to just keep it simple? That's what we preach.
Right.
People just don't listen.
Nope. Then we've got Arkansas at number 16, Mississippi State. It's going to be a slaughter.
Arkansas is so bad.
They're not going to score 10 points, and they're going to get 60
they're
hung
bad.
On.
Oh, my God.
To be fair, Mike Leach did lose to an 0-3 UCLA team.
Last year?
Yes. So, I'm not willing to write it down as a win yet. I'm not willing to. Then number 20, LSU, should return back to a little bit of normalcy. They go to Vanderbilt. So, that shouldn't be a problem at all.
Maybe they'll get up for that game. Who knows?
Right. I just kind of want to keep reiterating that Cade Mays is eligible.
Cade Mays is eligible.
I feel like Tennessee the last couple of years has really been the previous year you had Aubrey Solomon. Then you had
Urosh.
And now Cade Mays doesn't get eligible till week 2. I feel like this has just been a constant fight between the Vols and the NCAA or SEC. Your opponent did change this time.
Hopefully in January when this one-time transfer thing comes about.
I assume that means the conference either maybe they just made an exception for this year, but they do need to look at the rule at conference transfers as well.
Yeah. So I mean, if the NCAA does a one-time transfer, it doesn't matter what the SEC rule is, right? Or will they still have that rule in place?
I think you could – I don't know. It's a good question. Because it really didn't make much sense that the NCAA cleared Cade, but the SEC hadn't. So, right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Let's go back.
Just trying to understand, like, those two processes just makes me want to freaking throw up.
Right. No one understands them. No one knows what it means.
It's provocative.
Let's go back to some college football. TCU at number 9, Texas. Texas got in a little bit of a boat race with Texas Tech last week.
A little bit of a boat race.
Didn't Tech recover a great... Well, they were the ones that recovered that awesome onside kick, weren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to tell someone about it, but I couldn't remember what team. NC State travels to number 24, Pittsburgh. Dude, I'm loving Pitt, and I'm loving Pitt's uniforms. Count me in as a Pitt fan.
Yeah, whoever does their uniforms freaking does a great job. Their program is trash.
They're in the ACC.
Give them They're 3-0. I mean, good for them.
Give them a break. Give them a break.
It is Pittsburgh, I mean.
Yeah.
What's that movie? Is it 42 with Jackie Robinson when he's like, freaking Pittsburgh?
I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
Like, that was just an ongoing
That's not a memory or a movie I've memorized.
Just like anybody who like got traded to somewhere didn't want to go to Pittsburgh, and it was always to Pittsburgh.
I think baseball transfers should happen in every sport where they're like, hey, we're just trading you to the team that we're playing, so you need to get your stuff and go to the other dugout.
Same with their bat bag. I don't even know. Like, I guess they don't even have to have. Do they have bat bags, you think?
I don't know. No, they have equipment managers.
Yeah.
No. We've also got We've also got Big 12 powers, Arkansas State and Coastal Carolina playing at noon. They're probably vying for the Big 12 championship. Arkansas State beat Kansas State in week one, and Coastal Carolina beat Kansas. So
are they part of the Sun Belt?
They are Sun Belt teams, yes.
Oh, so they got to fight Missouri too.
Yes, they will have to fight Missouri for that title. And then Baylor travels to West Virginia this week. That's a noon game as well. North Carolina, number 12, North Carolina goes to Boston College. Dude, I'm just not bought into North Carolina hype. Speaking of hype, I'm not bought into the Cincinnati hype either. South Florida at number 15, Cincinnati. Thankfully, the Big Ten, this is the only time I'm happy for Big Ten football. When they rejoined, at least bumped Cincinnati back out of the top. I think they were number 8 at one point. Bumped them out of the number top 10. So, that's good.
I just, like, when they put all the Big Ten and Pac-12 in there, we went down. After winning. Like, that isn't that the most Tennessee thing ever? We win and we go down 5 spots.
Correct.
Ugh, whatever.
Then we've got number 17, Oklahoma State, going to Kansas this week. See what Les Miles can do to the ranked Oklahoma State.
Did they do better last week than they did against Tulsa?
Doubt it.
27-13 against West Virginia. It wasn't much better. Yeah, I don't know.
West Virginia's not good this year. West Virginia is not good. Number 25, Memphis goes to SMU. Texas Tech goes to Kansas State. Kansas State riding a little bit of a high after an Oklahoma. We'll see what kind of boat race this one ends up in.
Dude, they're a freaking roller coaster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kansas State. Props to them. Props to Ross Kivett, too. Cheering them on.
Right?
Love it.
That's quite the bounce back from week one.
He probably gave them the halftime speech.
That if we win, we're going to Tequila Tuesday?
Exactly.
Exactly. Love it. Virginia Tech goes to Duke in the ACC. Jacksonville State going to Florida State. Don't care about that game. Navy and Air Force. This is not armed forces game you talk about. But
like a bowl game? Like the bowl game, I guess?
Well, no. Like the Army-Navy game.
Oh.
No one cares about the Navy
but isn't Air there Force an armed game. Forces
there
bowl?
Is an armed forces bowl, okay. Correct. But it doesn't necessarily – the armed forces don't play in it. I think it's just sponsored by, like, armedforces.com or whatever. I don't know. You know the random – you know the random bowl sponsors?
Vandy's bowl eligible this year.
Yeah. Congratulations to Vanderbilt. You guys are bowl eligible. Let's see here. Let's go Tulsa and UCF. I got to mention it because UCF looks real this year.
They do look good.
I thought maybe if the Big Ten isn't playoff eligible, did they finally give UCF the bid?
I saw a tweet last night, and it was the presidential debate. I don't want to get into that because that was a crap show. But they said UCF is going to crown themselves the president of the United States.
That'd be good. I like that. I do have my UCF national championship shirt. So.
Yeah.
Oklahoma plays Iowa State. Does Oklahoma bounce back, or is that a good game?
They're only a 7-point favorite.
Iowa State's not bad. I know they lost to Louisiana.
I think they have Brock Purdy as their quarterback.
Kansas State lost to Arkansas State week one, though.
So. That's true.
Don't count on that one. And then Virginia takes on number one Clemson at 8 p.m. That could be a pretty good game, I think.
We'll good see. Luck, Virginia.
I mean, I'll definitely take Clemson to win it, but I think that could be a pretty good game. So we'll see. We'll see. Clemson is a can't pull it up here. Oh, here it goes. They are a 28-point favorite. Holy shit. 28 points to an ace, another Power 5 opponent. Who are you taking to cover?
Clemson.
28 points?
That's
a lot of points.
I'm never going to pick against Clemson. I just won't do it.
You're not betting, though. So.
I'm not betting, but.
Yeah. I think it makes it more meaningful when you have money on it.
That's probably true.
So, like when it's actual money, you're not just saying, oh, they win or lose. You ready to get in some NFL?
Yeah.
Let's do it. NFL power ranking. You want to start with power rankings? Yeah, let's start with power rankings. We can talk about teams as we go. Number one, who you got?
I got the Chiefs, baby.
You got to go with the Chiefs. Did you have Baltimore last week? Or did you have Kansas City at one? I can't remember. Baltimore at two?
I think I have Baltimore at one because okay. Kansas City had a close game with the Chargers and I dropped them.
Fair.
I mean, idiot.
Okay, I've got Kansas City at 1-2. I've got Seattle at two.
Okay. I have the Packers at two.
Fair. I've got the Packers at three.
I have Seattle at three.
New Orleans at four. I know they lost, but by seven to the Packers, so I still believe in them.
That's true. I actually went with the Steelers. They're 3-0.
That's fair. I've got Steelers, Bucks, and maybe for jokes, maybe for because they're 3-0, the Bears.
The Bears? You got the Bears over the Titans?
On the outside. No, the Titans are there too. Okay. I do have Baltimore at number five, though.
I have the Bills at number five.
Okay, so Bills are on that list too. That are just like just outside the Power Five. Dude, the Bears are the worst 3-0 team I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, and the Falcons are definitely the best 3-0 team. Or 0-3 team. Yeah.
Without Dan Quinn, yeah.
Yeah.
I do like the Bears got Big Dick Nick. They might be one of the best 3-0 teams now.
He just wins.
That's it. It's that simple.
I want to put the Titans up there. I don't know a lot of people are like Titans fans and hate me for not putting them in there, but
I took them out.
You've beaten teams that are like the combined opponents that you face are 1-8.
Right. I mean the top five, I feel like those top five teams are truly the best teams right now in the NFL. And I think Titans could be that. I'm not entirely convinced of it yet. They're definitely going to be a contender in the AFC. But I only have one AFC team, two AFC teams in my top five, so three of the teams are NFC teams. But I think most people should be able to agree that Kansas City and Baltimore are better than the Titans.
Oh yeah.
if you can't see that, I mean we're just not gonna agree. So
I think it's right now it's probably Chiefs and Packers and it's probably everybody else.
Yep.
Maybe Seattle's up there too, but their defense is kind of suspect.
Right.
It's fun. Are you 3-0 in fantasy?
I'm 2-1. I lost 2-1 this week.
I'm also 2-1.
Because Vegas doesn't get the ball to Darren Waller for some reason.
Well, you know who they played.
Right, but that should be more reason to get the ball in your playmaker's hands by any means necessary.
They took it away from him. They weren't going to let him beat
him. They targeted him three times. Throw an interception his direction before you just target him three times. It's freaking stupid. I got to come on, Caleb. I don't know what I said. I'm sure I said something stupid, so I'm sorry. Someone said 45-14 Tennessee over Missouri.
45-14.
That's a lot of points for Tennessee. I like it.
That's one of those games is Alabama. You beat up a team for three quarters, and then you coast. I want to coast, baby.
Yeah, Darkness God said that. That name threw me off when I said it aloud. Yeah. I would be very, very, very – if Tennessee wins 45-14, 45-20, I will not complain about JG for an entire week. If Tennessee scores 45 points or more.
Yeah. And if we got to coast, like we wouldn't be like Clemson where at halftime we just leave.
Right.
We'd be partying our asses off for that last fourth quarter.
We're storming the field.
Exactly. Got to. Just like game. Clemson. Yes. Every game.
That's got to get old, right? It's got to get old. Storming is a great tradition. I hate that the SEC doesn't allow it.
Hey, they didn't allow transfers in the conference either, so I'm just saying.
I do like
25,000 on the field when we play.
Yeah. I do like when Ole Miss beat Alabama a couple years ago. The president was like, I'll gladly pay that $250,000 fine. Do it. I don't care. That's kind of attitude I like.
Yeah.
It's kind of attitude I like.
It has to be like a once in like a decade win, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they have to be like a top five team.
Something like that. That you are severely underdog.
Right. So like Alabama, Storm.
Like Tennessee and Alabama, like in the last 10 years at any point, pick a game. If Tennessee had beat them, Storm. Like Tennessee beating Florida in 2016 was awesome. That's not a Storm-worthy game.
Yeah.
That wasn't Storm-worthy. Like a lot of people were like, we should
Storm. What about 2016 Florida? Was that a Storm?
That's what I meant. That game. Oh, no, not a Storm-worthy game.
Well, half the people left at halftime because we were getting killed. So.
And it was so hot.
Yeah, it was.
There were people dying in the stands.
I wore like a dry fit shirt that like you're like I wouldn't wear out in public, but it was so hot. I just like needed something to.
I almost died because I started bleeding. I'd go to the first aid room and get medical attention.
You did?
Yeah. I cut my finger open.
Oh, so it had nothing to do with the heat.
No, no.
Well, they were on what? The trough?
Yeah. Some like metal piece sticking out.
It probably was a trough.
It was in the bathroom, but it wasn't a trough. Yeah, I had to. I mean, it sliced my finger open good. Everyone, like,
did you sue?
No, I should have. There were people that were like dying of heat strokes next to me, and I was like, I just need to get this blood cleaned up. I thought I was going to get stitches, and they like cleaned it up. They're like, I think you'll be fine. Like, just bandage it up or whatever. And then I chafed really bad that night. And you all had to bring me Gold Bond. You all like, are we going out? And I was like, bring me Gold Bond and I'll go out.
We went out.
And we went out.
It was awesome.
And we went to Cool Beans and had a great time.
It was.
And then I almost got evicted from my apartment that night.
Oh, God. I don't remember that.
Because someone in my building burned a couch.
I do remember that. Yeah. Not so good. Don't do that.
It happened to be a former roommate.
It's like the Mike Leach thing. It's cool to see a burning couch from afar, but when it's in your front yard...
Next
burning
cars. Yeah, that gets a little nerve-wracking. I was not a fan. I in theory, am a big fan of burning couches. In practice, I'm not a big fan of burning couches. It was a couch. To be fair, it was a couch-worthy game. Like, yeah, that game you burn couches for, but
you didn't
maybe
have to do
not
it.
Next to the vehicles.
Yeah, or not in your front yard.
Or my front yard, yeah. Don't do it with don't block the driveway with it.
You can't pick your friends.
You can't. You can't pick your roommates either, apparently. You get stuck with them. What a beautiful memory. You ready to get into some segments?
Yeah.
Jumbotron. I feel like we need to do a happy topic. This is kind of a depressing topic. But now that Cade Mays is eligible, you should be our favorite players to get eligible midseason. Cade Mays and Uroš Plavšić, that's the only thing I can think of. We can do that one. We can do it.
Or best lineman numbers, or I don't know.
69.
68. Cade Mays.
Nice. Plus one.
Plus one.
Let's do it. Let's try to make it happy. Like, things will... I don't know how you do it happy.
Things will...
Things we're going to do next year when we can return.
Exactly, yes. We can look forward to doing.
Doing when we're allowed in Neyland.
Yeah.
If they allow me in. I'm not going to sue for the finger thing, I promise.
Yeah.
It's past the statute of limitations.
Unless you don't let him in.
Yeah, maybe.
The first thing I miss our tailgate spot.
I miss the tailgate spot. I drove by Saturday. I went to Gus's this past Saturday. I drove by and I was like, man, I want to be inside of you. I said that to Neyland.
I saw that Snapchat. It was a good one.
I wanted to be inside so bad. But I miss a tailgate spot. It was a lot of fun. We'll do it next year. We'll return. Or if we're 9-0, we'll do it against Florida.
Yeah.
If we're 8-1, 9-0, we'll do it against Florida. They'll have to... Here's the thing, though. We need commitment from everybody to do it. Like, we have to have, like, 500 people there. Where if the cops show up, it's like, you better be prepared to arrest us all.
Yeah, because, like... COVID can wait.
Yeah, and they'll arrest 10 people. They won't arrest 900.
Right. That's kind of what
okay, they may. They might cite 900. They're not going to arrest us.
Right, no. They got that kind of time.
No.
Also, like, those cops are going to want a beer after that, so.
It's true. So, and you know they're going to have to come to for a beer. us. We've got a little monopoly on police officers at this point.
Right.
The thing I miss most is the this is tailgating. It's the let's call it the it's I'm gonna miss the walks of the game. I'm gonna miss the walks of the game. That was a fun moment. Fun moments.
Just like you're getting psyched up, like, oh, we're gonna win.
Well, we just like I think we mentioned it on the show before. We just had a good crew that walked together to the games last year. We would on the way there, we'd be shotgunning beers and
road beers,
a couple road beers, and hooting and hollering and whatnot. It was a fun time, man.
And then
I want to do it again.
It's tough when you're a little inebriated to get through all the construction stuff.
Yeah, the where they got you funneled into the right under the south end zone.
Yeah,
kind of. Suck in to get through the gate. Yeah, those are tough. But hey,
just
it was the best spot.
Brace yourself on both sides.
Best
sides.
Spot to drop your beer, though. So.
It's true. Yeah,
your empty beer, not littering. There were trash cans.
Yes,
that's what I mean. We don't litter.
We don't.
No litter here.
Knowingly, we don't. My next one is. I'm gonna miss the T.
You don't get it all this year.
I know.
But are they marching at halftime?
I don't know.
If they're marching at halftime and don't do the pregame, I'm going to be pissed. And I'm not even going to be at the game.
Yeah.
That would be upsetting.
Yeah, I'm going to miss the tee. And, like, that first kickoff is just, like, there's so much, I don't know. Just
what's it going to be like this year, though?
I don't know what anything is going to be. Like, I feel like the game is, after pregame, is probably going to be as normal as it can be.
I feel like it's going to feel like an orange and white game.
But, yeah, but the game day atmosphere is going to be so weird.
Yeah, what is it going to be like walking around campus 3 hours before kickoff?
Yeah, are you going to be able to drive, like, buy everything?
Let's try it. Let's try it this Saturday. Let's go down there at 10.
Okay. Yeah, might as well.
My next thing is Section L. Ripped Section L. We'll miss you all. They put a bunch of rich, snobby donors, people who can donate, in our seats. That freaking sucks.
Oh, lame.
We're the Vestal of Neyland Stadium. We don't want you guys in our section. I can't imagine who's going to be there this year. People who want chairbacks.
We don't need
chairbacks.
That's like the old part too.
The corridors are dark and nasty.
Yeah,
they smell funny. It's the best part of Neyland Stadium. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's the best part of Neyland.
Definitely a lot of mold.
Oh yeah, and things that stick out of the wall.
Yeah, apparently. Be on the lookout.
Yes. Got to keep your head on a swivel in Section L. Section, like, I think it's like O through, I think it was all the way to A. I think it's where A starts. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be careful.
The creepy corridors.
Mm.
I'm going to be really mad when they finally renovate that. I love it. I love how dark it is. Even, like, in the middle of the day, it's dark in there.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's awesome.
My last one, Friends in Low Places.
We forgot. We did do it, but we didn't do it the right time this week. I'm sorry. David Newcomb said, count me in. I'd get arrested for a good tailgate.
Sold.
Invited. Yeah, we definitely, yeah, everybody's got to be there. We got to team up together and do it together.
Don't tempt David Newcomb with a good time.
Don't you dare. All right, David, if we're 9-0 going into Florida, we're kind of like setting ourselves up to not have to do it. But
But if it does,
we're doing it. Yeah, Friends in Low Places will be missed. I told you to remind me to play it at the end of the third quarter, and you didn't. So we'll just have to do it this week.
It would be different if we could just coast. I would be more on top.
You're stressing
a
little bit.
Yeah, I'm stressed out. Man, I can't think.
Friends in Low Places is a great tradition. I hope they continue it. Like, I hope that's something they do. It just feels like it fits Neyland Stadium very, very well, especially now that you can serve alcohol in it.
Yeah,
it just feels like it fits the vibe, if you will, like the young people are saying.
Hmm.
The vibe of Neyland Stadium.
Positive vibes only.
Positive only. Oh, my last one. What am I going to miss most about this football season that we got in 2019? Won't get in 2020. Are we going to get back in 2021?
100%.
You think so?
Yeah. We'll be there.
I trust you. Trust you. I haven't done this in a while, but man, it is the... When you talk to Vol fans, it's the coolest thing pretty much of all time. Vol Walk. And I like how bowl games, especially when you have more fans there, it's spontaneous.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It shows how passionate Vol fans are.
Undefeated.
Just like our Vols. You had a good tweet. Popped off a little bit. The one in. I can't. I'm no Elijah Simmons.
Yeah.
I got a little bit of a voice, but I'm no Elijah Simmons.
Let's get a. Maybe we can get a Elijah Simmons song for Cade Mays.
Yeah. Free at last. Free at last.
I'm trying to think of, like, what's a free song? Just like anything Toby Keith, maybe.
Is that courtesy of the Red, White, and Blues? Toby Keith sing that? I don't
know who sings that. Yeah, he does.
He does. Perfect. Yeah, I know. I know because I'm smart. All right. Stupidity's an epidemic.
I got one. It was last night. Hassan Whiteside.
Oh, God.
Did you see
it? So was it real?
Yeah.
Okay. And then he tweeted that it was fake.
He tweeted that he made a mistake.
That it wasn't even 9:36 where he was at. But he doesn't understand that because of time zones. He's an idiot.
Yeah, somebody
from the Eastern time zone screenshotted
it. Right.
While it was 6:36. He's an idiot. Yes.
Yeah, so he says, I can't do this for 4 more years. And he uses some language. F America, bro. I'm moving to Hawaii.
Listen, sentiment, I feel it.
Hassan, I got some bad news for you, brother.
Man, that's
amazing. I wish like no one said anything until he moved to Hawaii, and then you're like, dude.
Yeah.
Also, like, you're a professional basketball player, like, where are you gonna go?
Yeah, you're not playing basketball anymore.
Yeah, I was like, you live in Portland.
It's amazing.
But yeah, I'd probably rather be in Hawaii too, brother.
Hawaii sounds nice.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to move away from the United States in the United States.
It has nothing to do with leaving the United States. So on the topic of last night, I've got one, and it's the it's Chris Wallace, the Fox News anchor that mediated the debate. And the only reason is because yesterday before the debate, New York Times released an article on him that said, I'm trying to get them to engage, to focus on the key issues, to give people at home a sense of why they want to vote for one versus the other. If I've done my job right, at the end of the night, people will say, that was a great debate. Who is the moderator? They ask who the moderator was, but not for the reason you wanted them to.
Sorry, brother.
I'm like, man, what a just hot take quote that you had no idea could come back to bite you the way it did.
I mean, everybody screenshotted that, but like, why did you not delete it? Why did you even tweet it?
What about Mike Leach's video that Mississippi State released of him hopping on the bandwagon?
Just being weird.
Oh, my headband. Hold on, man. Let's see if I can get this going.
Hop on. Looking for a bandwagon? Hop on.
I think this is my edit. I'm saving it. I'm saving it for the first loss.
Oh, that's great.
I added in. Let's see if I can.
Dude, you're killing with the edits.
Let's see if I can.
Some of them we can't post, but they're great. I love that it can be just like an inside joke.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I don't care.
I hope to be a part of one someday.
I did add in one. Let's see if I can pull it up real quick. Do you have any more stupidities?
That's all I got.
That's all you got.
Actually,
not a very stupid week, huh?
There is a quote. I don't know if this is a stupidity. But it's a New York Post article, and this is the title of the article. Robert Kraft likely to get off in Florida massage parlor case.
It had to be a joke, right? That person, there's no way they intentionally did that. Or unintentionally did that.
No way.
There's no way.
I love it, though.
All right. Here's my latest update. I just added in Michael Scott. Can't wait to use that.
Bingo. What is, like, what's happening in that scene?
They're throwing the watermelon off the roof.
Onto the trampoline.
He's like, find out whose car that is. I know whose car that is, if it's Stanley's, tell him it's a hate crime. Make it look like a hate crime. Oh, it's amazing. Amazing. That's all I've got. That's all my stupidities.
That's all I got, too.
Guys, I want to thank you guys again for listening, always. Happy Podcast Day! Happy Podcast Day. We always appreciate you all for listening, whether it's when we're live, the next day, 2 days later, whenever you like to get your podcast fix in. I don't know.
Yeah,
we appreciate it. We'll see you guys again on Saturday because we're doing our keys for the game. Time to TBD since it is a nooner. Probably won't be 3 hours before. Doubt that. But just before the game, we'll be at you. Make sure you check out Hound Dogs, Tennessee Tap House, Blue Water Climate Control. Go to volunteerroadshow.com, not just for our content, but you can also find out about Blue Water giving away some of those furnaces. So yeah, find out all that info.
We freed our guy out the bean.
Got our guy out the bean.
And we're bringing the boat in.
Always.
And we out.